33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. For a short time over this tumultuous weekend, many Texans turned their eyes to the skies, if briefly, as history was being made. Saturday afternoon marked the launch of SpaceX's Crew Dragon capsule, 19 hours later docking at the International Space Station. This marked the first time in almost a decade that humans left Earth from U.S. soil and the first joint mission between NASA and a private company, too. For more on what all this means for space exploration, we're joined by NASA astronaut Christina Cook, who made 4 spacewalks and holds the record as the female astronaut with the longest single trip in space. Christina, I bet you, like many others around the world, have been watching all weekend.
Yes, I was. I was watching with much interest. It was very exciting.
I think a lot of people were a little bit afraid because of news that came out on Friday, I believe it was, out of South Texas, where SpaceX had an accident. That was completely unrelated, though, to this mission.
That's correct. Completely unrelated, a different vehicle and a different program altogether. So in the early days of SpaceX, even when they were developing the rocket that did fly yesterday, of course, there are, you know, different things that happen unexpectedly when you test rockets under development. So there's a reason they call it rocket science. It's all working kind of how we had hoped it would.
As an astronaut yourself, do you see this as a net positive to have these private-public partnerships, or is it better to have everything under one roof as NASA did it for so many years?
You know, I think the overwhelming opinion is that it is definitely a net benefit. And it's a benefit for a number of reasons. One, it, you know, since this sort of economy is now commercially viable, it makes sense to kind of release it out into the world, if you may, and sort of apply the American innovation to the concept of getting humans into space and getting, you know, on board with the space exploration economy. And when we're doing all the science on board the International Space Station, it's bringing benefits back to Earth. It's allowing us to understand how we can explore farther. And a lot of those benefits are now things that companies are interested in. So let's bring companies on board to not only fly people to that, but let's bring companies on board to do the science. And I think the more partnerships, the better. It only makes it more accessible and more innovative.
I think as we watched there, sort of our stomachs and our throats as the rocket was right there on the pad preparing to launch, I think probably in the back of our mind, or the mind of a lot of us, was, isn't this a little bit a leap into a somewhat more dangerous field? Because after all, we are now talking about the commercialization, the monetization of space, an endeavor that has largely been seen as putting safety as
yes,
job number one.
You're exactly right. And I think that's an interesting part of what some of the challenges of bringing in commercial partners was, how do we make safety not a variable in terms of cost? So in order to do that, NASA had some insight and provided the requirements to the commercial companies, both Boeing and SpaceX, that we've been working with. And that's how we ensure that safety isn't one of the things that gets tweaked in order to save on that cost front. Other things can get tweaked: innovation, technology, ways of operating more efficiently. But safety isn't going to be one of those things. And that's why we have that insight into their processes and review of them.
A lot of people had a sense that something was getting reborn there as they watched that rocket lift into the sky. Do you think that this is the start of something new, or is this sort of, in the larger picture, just part of man's continued progress into space?
Well, I think it is the start of something new. It is definitely a first. It's the first time a private company has launched astronauts on its own spacecraft. So one of the big differences with this particular partnership is SpaceX owns that vehicle, and we are sort of customers of them getting a ride on it. And that hasn't been done before. So it's a model, and how we've worked through the partnerships to get to the point where we can kind of exercise that model has allowed us to learn how we can then apply that model to even bigger things, such as in the Moon program, the human lander. We've recently awarded contracts to different companies for developing a lander on the Moon. And I think that, you know, we were able to do that so quickly and efficiently because we had been doing it already with SpaceX and Boeing.
Does NASA continue making its own launches at this point? Is that your understanding? Or is this now going to be an exclusive public-private partnership moving forward with America's space launches?
you know, it depends on what we're doing. And that's the beauty of kind of the way that we started moving forward when we launched this partnership. NASA said, okay, been there, done that on getting astronauts to and from the International Space Station and into low Earth orbit. So let's actually go ahead and give that to private companies in order to foster the space economy. And meanwhile, we will turn our sights to going deeper. So the moon mission and eventually onto Mars. So it gave us kind of the bandwidth to be able to focus our sights on the new and the deeper exploration.
Christina Hammock-Cook is a NASA astronaut who set a record for the longest single space flight by a woman with a total of 328 days in space. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us on the Texas Standard. We certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you, David. It was my pleasure.